Yes, people, welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast.
Yes, people, welcome back to the Property Strategies Podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. What a year.
What a year. What a year.
It's been a mad year, isn't it?
2021, just like that. Poof.
Gone.
I won't lie to you, the last 3 years, they're flying differently.
Just seeing 27.
I've seen marriages, kids.
You was 31. Now you're like 34. Like, it's crazy.
Just
so you're gonna just lie to the audience. You know when you know the other day when someone said I look older than you, I was just like,
hey,
what
did
the
that
heck?
Wait, did that burn you?
That hurt.
I didn't believe it.
Generally, I have a baby face. So in fact, someone said
Akin does not have a baby face.
Do I not have a baby face?
Akin does not.
Goldface got more baby face.
That's because he's got no.
Whoa!
I didn't want to
say. My beard has been growing, so let's not do that, please. Thank you.
These times you're 85. Anyway,
to be honest, I was actually watching snaps like the other day, and your face, like, you got a lot more hair on it now.
Thank you.
Than you used to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It has grown. It just hasn't.
You're taking a mic.
There's some hairs on the chin now.
Man will get mad if I get mad now. They say I'm mad.
So. Okay. You're 6 foot five.
Let's just get on with the
yeah, man. This episode is gonna be about just reflecting on the year.
Yes.
You know, all of us are so busy. Yes, we work together all the time, but you know, sometimes you don't really get to check in. So this episode is about just hearing about
your plan for the year.
Plan for the year. What happened?
How it went well,
ups and downs.
You know, I think that's probably a good talking point, though. What you just said, in the sense that we're all busy.
Mm.
Know what I mean? But we always somehow come together and figure things out. Because I was talking to my boy about this the other day, who has a business, a good business. Mm. But you almost feel like, so when you get help from others to sort of make it okay, you want to get it a bit more systemized. You want things to be, you know what I mean? Sorry, Akin has to just pop out. Go on, Akin. Yeah, you want things to be less like, you just want things to be a bit more organized. Mm. So he was saying how in life, like, you always feel like you haven't got your stuff together. But it, like, if someone has done it well, when they did it well, they didn't know what they were doing either. Mm. They were just sort of working
figuring it out
and then it worked out for them.
Yep.
Same way he's in the position now where he was just sort of figuring things out and he wants to take it to the next level. Mm. But the fact that he got to that point, it shows that he was doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you haven't done it the same way as someone else or that way doesn't mean that your way hasn't been right. So
yeah.
I think it's important that people get that point as well, because you'll go through life thinking, oh man, we need to do this. I'm too busy for this. I'm too busy for that. Mm. Oh, I haven't done this. But if you look at what you have done, you know, you're still standing and what you've done, has obviously worked up until that point.
That's a very good point, because like I said, in life sometimes you just think, I don't know what I'm doing. You get this imposter syndrome. Yeah. where you feel like, I don't know what I'm doing, or do I know what I'm doing? But bruv, most people, they figure it out as they go along.
Yep.
It's just like a case of, you know, we'll see what happens. You see what happens and just carry on going, because, you know, when you do make it, you look back and think, right, like, at the start of it, I didn't even know what I'm doing. Like, rent to rent, for instance, like, when we started doing rent to rent back.
Didn't have a clue.
We're figuring it out and just reading YouTube and reading books and stuff like that, and kind of just figuring out as we kind of went along. And it's like, do you know what I mean?
As time went on with that, we sort of gained knowledge as well. We gained that experience that you can only get when you're doing it.
Mm.
Things that we're now able to look at someone else's model and say, okay, you might mess up here, or I would look at this, or I would look at that. And we're able to also coach people to sort of do rent for them, you know. For real.
So, like I said, for me, this year has been a crazy year. It's been, you know, ups and downs. A lot has happened. I guess we all start off the year with big goals. Like, yep, that man's going to do this, man's going to do that, man's going to do that. But obviously, when it comes to like February, that's when people start realizing.
You start off saying, all right, gym. Four times a week minimum.
Yeah.
You get to February.
Yeah.
I've just about managed one.
Yeah, I lie. You try to see if you can manipulate your goals and blah. I think it's been one of those years, man. I think things have not gone, which is okay sometimes. You know when you make plans sometimes and it don't go exactly to plan, but you're still maneuvering as you go along, kind of like adapting to say, okay, do you know what? Okay, I didn't do this, but however, I'm going to do this instead. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, and I think that's what kind of separates you from the rest as well. Sort of being able to see what's going on and make them changes that you actually need to make in order to keep it going forward.
No, for real. Yeah. It's key, man. What would you say was like your biggest like lesson this year? Or like what did you learn? Like what kind of things have you learned this year?
Okay, let's start off with crypto. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, let's start with crypto because I think at the start of the year, listen, I can tell you at the start of the year, this is New Year's Day, January the 1st. I didn't like the word crypto was still new to me. Like it was like hearing a word that I've never heard before. I was just like, all right, yeah, that's them, man. That's what they do. But the more and more I started to learn about it, the more and more I started to think, oh, this is exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is exciting. And then obviously I just thought it was a small sort of group of people that knew about it. But then bit by bit, you know, the news was, you know, saying Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that, and I'm seeing people making money left, right and center. And me, I want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to look back and say, oh, you know, you didn't try. So I thought, yeah, you know, let me just understand this crypto thing a bit. And then there was the crash. I was like, oh man, this is crazy. That's when I realized that if one, don't put, you know, don't over invest. You know what I mean? You know, don't invest money that you can't afford to lose.
Facts.
That's the big thing, because the people who were hurt the most lost the most. Whereas some people were just like who lost a bit, like almost laughed it off. You know what I'm saying? Or
is that because they didn't put in as much money, I guess, or
yeah, because they didn't put in as much money relevant to their wealth.
Okay.
Yeah. So
but everyone was trying to go clear, you know?
Everyone was trying to go clear. So I would say definitely the lesson I learned is just take your time. You know what I mean? Study everything. Don't just jump. Don't just, you know what I mean? Don't just jump onto any sort of bandwagon and, you know, actually learn. And I would say, you know, once I actually started to understand crypto, it made me think, okay, this is actually a long-term type of thing. Like, this is something, even if you look at the start of, you know, 2021 to where we are now, like, there's a lot of crypto that's been adopted. Do you know what I'm saying? So it makes you think, okay, this is more of a long-term thing. It may not be today, but eventually, say in 5 years' time, you're going to have a system where, you know, people are actually using crypto in everyday life. That's what I think anyway, based on stuff that I've, you know, searched up on. So having that in mind with any type of investment, whether in property or outside of that, if you have that long-term vision of, you know what I mean, in 5 years' time, this could be something. You're not going to go in gung-ho, you know, firing at the hip, like throwing everything at you. You're going to think, all right, bit by bit, let's see how this goes. So I would say definitely the first lesson learned came with crypto. Definitely came with crypto. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, on that subject, actually, crypto, did you know that apparently one of my boys said he told me a few years ago to buy Bitcoin, and I said, yeah. And I didn't. I think this was when Bitcoin was low.
How many years ago was this?
This was probably like 2000 and... just early, like at least 6 years ago. At least six years ago. And Eugene told me, and apparently I just,
Maybe we have to bleep out that name. I think
it's important not to beat yourself up about it as well, though. Yeah. It's like, it's a bit like property, the second best time to invest in it is now, right?
And
like,
obviously hindsight is always 20/20. Yeah. You always think,
exactly, always. That,
but no one would have known, do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And not every crypto banged as well, do you know what I'm saying? There's been certain ones that have done well, certain ones that have done terribly as well. So some people that invested early still didn't, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I think it's a good lesson to everyone, just to like
have that long time mentality.
Yeah, just get involved. Yeah. So sometimes you were saying to me earlier in the year, like, cool, we do property, bro, but let's diversify the portfolio now. Do you know what I'm saying? This is the years now that we've got our, I guess, our main, you know,
income stream
and asset class that we work in.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at the wealthiest people in the world, they all diversify.
Honestly, and answering your question, Kenny, about what else I've learned this year, I think that was the main thing I learned in regards to you need to be doing like different. So not saying I was always property, but like I was probably maybe doing something else apart from, you got investment in like crypto, you got investment in stocks, blah, blah. But for me, I think this year I said, you know what? Like the aim is to build wealth, period.
Kind
of like, it's not a case of, okay, build wealth and property. Property, yes, that's not.
Just different sources of income, innit?
So my focus going into 2022 now is like, okay, cool. Like obviously we've lined up a few different streams, innit? So it's now like, putting it into action, basically, for next year.
Just to go on that point, like, even podcasting, to be fair, like, that's a stream of income for us. And we
I think when we first started, we did...
Yeah.
I, you wouldn't have said 3 years ago, I would be a podcaster. No. I wouldn't have said that.
Nope.
I wouldn't have said that. And so I feel like everyone in there, everyone that's doing stuff, I think everyone stumbled across some stuff that's done well. Some people have been involved in other stuff. Mm. So I think at this age, being young still, everyone's here is under the age of 35, 30. Mm. Do you know what I say? So I had to squeeze that one in. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was 30, so.
Yeah, like, same. I think just nobody beat themselves up, basically.
Nah, yeah.
But I like the fact that we're all of us generally, we're talking about stuff that's going on now that in 10 years' time, Kenny, didn't you buy like some digital land or something the other
day? Yeah,
man. Talk about that.
Yeah. Nah, so through my studies, I really started to like dive into this whole crypto metaverse. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it? Real estate. So obviously, there was, what's the company called? Next Earth.
So
I was on their website or their dApp. And then I was looking at all of the different things you can do. And basically, it's like Google Maps.
Mm.
Imagine Google Maps, but then you basically own in plots of land. Mm. So if you were on the map, you would actually be able to like basically hit the land and then see who owned it, how much you could buy off them or how much you could offer for them. So obviously, I was curious now. So I started to look at like hotspots.
Mm.
You best believe.
I looked at Woolwich.
No, but listen, before that, went to Miami. Yeah.
Fontainebleau.
Listen, all I'm saying is somebody bought it for like less than a dollar. Like that piece of land, just land everywhere. Land. Now it's worth $3,000.
And that's small, you know.
Just for that piece of land.
Compared to what it's going to be maybe potentially worth in another 10 years. Time.
Exactly. And bear in mind, that's not the whole thing. That's just a section,
the
basically.
Pool. Do you know what? Yeah.
The pool side.
Do you know what I'm saying? Go on.
I think this is the biggest, what's the word? Redistribution of wealth, opportunity.
100%
ever in the in life. Mm. Ever.
Therefore,
do you know how mad that is to be in that, like in a sense where 100 years ago, maybe 200 years ago, there'll be these people that was able to buy these lands. I know there's like an owner of like Chelsea or whatever, bought Chelsea football ground for like a pound or something.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, and then like 70 years, yeah, whatever, how many years later, how many decades later, he was able to sell it for millions. See? Like, this is the same thing.
Yeah.
In basically. A sense where like you could buy a share in the next NFT that could be the next Facebook or the next metaverse world that could be the next blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, to be in a lifetime where you can do that and be able to get in there. And that's I think this platform, I would love for us to tell everyone, property is important, but all these other things, get involved now, because in 50 years' time,
who knows where it
goes? Who knows? And we'll be part of helping people do that, do it for ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then our children, you know what I mean? Like, nah, man, this is a great time to be alive,
like,
man.
Yeah, like, there's so much. So, obviously, then I went to the UK now, just going back to it. Went and Canary Wharf, all central London, gone.
Gone out of here.
Gone. Owned.
Guys, gems, are you hearing this?
Owned by people, owned. And if you try to buy it now, you're paying hundreds, thousands, thousands. So, me, I went on Woolwich Arsenal and just bought the station. I will, you know,
that's my little piece.
Let me just have my own piece. Let me just buy that plot of land. Yeah. If anyone wants it, honestly, 10 years man. Time, you never know.
Fam, the same day I went to go and check the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't bought yet, but I'm gonna 100% buy, fam. No, like in the next couple of weeks, because fam, the same thing as you just said, fam. Like your friend told you 5 years ago, why don't you buy
Bitcoin?
It might not bang,
it's cheap,
but just put £20 on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it. Like this cost me a few pounds.
Yeah, man.
So obviously I'm thinking, okay, there's another hotspot that I've been looking at that hasn't been taken.
Oh, you don't share us?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Then man, there.
I'm not gonna tell you, but it hasn't been taken yet. Me, I'm gonna just buy that land quickly. No, but even in, but even, oh, now, like, it's £100.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But even, I went to Lagos, Lekki. There are people who have bought it up, you know.
Ready.
Like, certain parts of it. So, this is everywhere, like.
And, do you know what makes these platforms work? It's the fact that people get involved in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
A bit like property, how.
It's like clout.
Yeah, it's a bit like how we dictate house prices. It's just based on what people will pay for it
demand.
And demand for it. Like, it's the same thing with these things. So I have to think it's going to bang. Like, people want it to bang, it's going to bang, innit? So.
Yeah, so obviously, man. So this whole metaverse stuff, I'm just trying to, you know, dive a bit deeper into it. Because if it's something that's going to take over, at least just learn about it.
Yeah,
that's the least we can do. Rather than just say, like, don't be like me because I was like that. That's what I'm saying. Don't be like me and just say, yeah, that's for them, man. The least you can do is just learn about it, so that when the topic comes up, you're not just clueless.
Conversations. What have you learned this year, X?
I would say it sounds basic, man. Basic stuff, but I think just taking your time, man, enjoying the process, man. For like last couple of years, maybe just being a bit younger.
Oh yeah.
Especially being hungry, and you lot know how I am. Like,
I've been focused.
Yeah, gone a hole. And I think
for you to relax a bit, innit?
It's not even relaxed. I think it's just, you know what I mean, like life is not just about just about making peas, man, or just, you know, just focusing, blah blah blah. Don't get me wrong, I think positioning, forget even money, positioning is so important in this lifetime. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm in an amazing position, you know what I'm trying to say? And that's because I put in work. Now my business partners, I look around, I look at who I work with, what I'm doing, I'm like, bro, I wouldn't want to be anyone else in terms of the stuff that I do day to day. But in terms of the enjoyment side, in terms of, you know, we're getting older, innit, family, all these things, I am starting to think about these things. So I think now it's just about just being a bit more holistic about the way I'm viewing my life and the way I need to start doing things. You know what I mean? Maybe go a bit, not slower, but just, you know, take my time, enjoy the process. And I know all these things that happen, all these big business successful stuff, these wins are all going to happen. They're happening. They're going to continue to happen. But I think you want to enjoy it the whole way around.
So basically, you went to a few more brunches this year, basically.
No, not really. Nah, that's not. So that's what you took from what I said. That's what you took from what I said.
Let me just,
you see our relationship. You see, this is what happens.
No, I heard you.
This is why you don't talk to your parents, because they're too aff. Mum.
I heard you.
That's how I call Kenny more now. I didn't want to tell you.
Man, I can speak often.
I call him more than you now.
Speak often, bro.
Because I don't get that affectionate.
It's a hard world, okay?
Yeah. Nah, man, but that's been about it, man. Like, just trying to enjoy the time with the family.
Nah, I hear that.
Enjoy my friends.
Maturity's had to come. Like, maturity in the past 2 years has been forced on everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've had to just grow up. We've had to.
What's been going on around.
Not treating yourself like, fam, even buying luxury items, it's not really stuff I like that. It's not really me, but now I'm understanding the
once in a while,
appreciate that. Get something nice, you know, level up in those kind of areas as well. I think I never used to like it because I feel like, is it coming from a source of income that makes sense to do it with, or do you know what I'm trying to say, or is it, am I doing it too early?
Literally yesterday I was saying to myself, like, I looked at my wardrobe, I said, I need clothes, you know.
I haven't done shopping in a very long time.
Bro, let's go Blue Water, let's do this.
And the thing is, when you buy, like, for example, Christmas, when you're buying presents to other people, you don't hold back, fam. You say, what do you want? And I'll go get it for you. But when it's yourself, you always say, let me just get the one that can, you know, it's manageable.
But it's actually crazy because we ain't done shopping in years, but it's not like you ain't buying clothes, but you might have an outing, then you buy like an outfit or something, then keep it moving. But I mean, just clothes for the sake of buying clothes for yourself, like upgrading.
And with these projects, and these deals, whatever, you're always conscious, innit? Like, you always think, oh man, I can't spend that three, four bills because if something breaks, I gotta go get that sorted. You know what I say? Or I can't go on that holiday, whatever, because I'm gonna get a call. And then if that call, no one could answer it, then I look bad to my investors. You just always conscious, innit? But now I'm just pissing people off. Not in a bad way, but you lot probably even sit thinking about it.
Unapologetically.
Yeah, man, I've got to put myself first now. You know what I mean?
Self-love
and all that, man.
Self-love in 2020.
How about you?
It's not easy.
What about you, bro? It's been a big year for you. Huge year for you. You probably ain't even deeped how huge it is for you.
I haven't. Obviously, with me this year, I had like mega plans, innit? I had mega plans. I was trying to do like a few commercial to raise projects. I was trying to do different things, innit? But then obviously, what I didn't deep is at the same year, I was trying to plan a wedding. So
it's
crazy,
like,
isn't it?
It's like,
I don't know how you did it, bro.
Exactly. So obviously, If I look back at the year, I was a bit disappointed and happy at the same time. For me, I always got married. Like, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. But then
wedding was lit, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Got lit that day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe post pictures on the Instagram page.
Are you
just joking? Just joking.
So no. But what I was saying was, obviously, like I said, I had crazy plans, innit? Not deep in how busy or how much of that planning wedding can like
take from physically.
It's a project, like, project in itself, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a project in itself. Do you know what I mean? So when I look back, I'm like, oh damn, all them commercial trade stuff I wanted to do this year, I didn't get to do all of them, kind of thing. So it's like, damn, would I look at it as a successful year? Then I thought, you know what? No, like, obviously, I over-egged it in regards to planning more than what I can actually achieve.
Yes.
And I think that's what we do that quite a lot sometimes, whereby yeah. you start the year, obviously, you know, that people talk about SMART goals and stuff like that, but you start the year and you're saying, I want to do this, I want to do that. But practically, it's almost impossible. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's good to set big goals in it because they scale you into action, yeah? But it's more like, make sure physically you're going to be able to do all of these things. Like take time, like, to plan.
Yeah.
Like,
and break it down, because what you've got good at, I think, this year that I've noticed from you is that, yeah, you got these big goals, but you break it down to, like, these bite-sized chunks whereby you can now, I mean, actually achieve those things day Absolutely. To day or week to week. Yeah, so,
and I think that's key. I think last year, what I did was, like, I even went on trying to break the year down to, like, weeks, and, like, literally 52 weeks or whatever. Yeah, somebody working, but then obviously during the year it didn't work.
Of course,
because,
and that's part of it as well.
Stuff happens. Like,
that's part of it as well. Yeah,
you just kind of have to adapt, man. So, I mean, going forward this to next year, obviously I'm gonna still big goals in it. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know, we're not getting younger, and you know, you have to try things, innit? So, but I think what I will probably do a bit differently is just to make sure the planning aspect of these goals it actually makes sense. It actually makes sense. So, it's something I'm looking forward to. Obviously, the letting agency is expanding as well.
That's good.
Got new employees in that.
That's good, man.
So, starting in Jan.
Amazing.
So, that should free up a lot of... Because I was so much admin this year. So much admin. So that should free me up with, like, my time and stuff. And then I can now focus on, like, the projects and stuff like that this year. So, yeah, man, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But like I said as well, I just want to dip my hands in different pots, man. Different pots, man. Don't be surprised if you see a clothing line.
Yeah. Like, But still linked to where you're going, in a sense, as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think there's one thing that I think we've all got this year is just direction. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not about speed. Yeah, it's not about like all this other stuff. But I'm realizing that everyone in this room knows what they want to do in the next 5 to 10 years. And it's
do
just
you know
about
how powerful that is.
That's very powerful, bro. Because you start to see what you do need, what you don't need, who you need to work with, you don't need to work with.
Oh, for real.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's powerful, bro.
Yeah.
That's
powerful. Like, for me, the goal is just obviously create wealth and retire as soon as possible.
Because
I love traveling. I love eating food. That's my aim, innit? Like, just get to a point whereby I can just travel as and when I please.
Yep.
What I would say with that, though, I feel like you will get there.
Yeah.
And then you're going to call me and say, but glads.
No, facts.
When we doing the next podcast episode?
No, facts. You know,
when's the next project?
Facts. Like, I don't think we'll ever stop, innit? Like, I don't think we're built like that to, like,
just not do nothing.
You love it, bro.
It's more just having... free time, more be able to
the so freedom right now, to do it
right
kind of,
now, yeah so yeah. Right now, obviously, I've got freedom to kind of do what I want when I want, kind of, in it, but as in that if I do that now, something will suffer a little bit. I want to get to a point whereby I have a freedom to do what I want, okay, when I want, and then think the income stream is still coming, and you know, okay, things are still okay, kind of coming in. So yeah,
exactly. I think, like, that's one more thing that I've learned as well. Like, so obviously got married too this year. Come on,
congratulations. Jeez, big bro.
So it was actually a month after this guy.
That's crazy.
So yeah, so imagine, like, we've got our own stuff that we're planning, and then we're also planning the wedding, then we're also planning on being best men for each other.
That's nuts, sure that
we both have good weddings.
Imagine,
you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot happening,
trying to do stags,
trying to plan stags. We did a joint stag. It was all nuts. Like, it was all nuts, but we pulled it off. But definitely, like, when these things happen, like, you might start off maybe 2 years ago thinking, all right, I just need to get as much income coming in as possible. And then, you know, like you were saying, direction. So obviously married now, and now I'm thinking about the future. So it's now, okay, rather than getting all of this money coming in, I have to think about passive income. How can I do, you know, not like have things going on that are basically generating me income and have my time. Because, for example, in a few years' time, you might have kids. So then you can't afford to be doing all the things that you're doing now because you won't have that much time. So it's just like a shift in focus a bit, thinking more long term, but at the same time thinking differently. So just having a more clearer direction. That's definitely something that I picked up on this year as well.
No, so important.
But yeah, another thing then. So talk to us about Patreon. How's that gone?
Yeah, man, I think on the even the property strategy side as a whole, I think you know, we're taking it definitely to the next level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's probably different areas that we're going to be focusing on, but Patreon being one, which is the community, private community for those who want to learn a bit more, go that bit further, get that, you know, handheld kind of
kind of a service from us as well. We do webinars, we do extra bits of content as well for them. We have the Telegram group as well. We have big conversations, and actually drop we data start and things like that.
Doing things like Clubhouse now as well, where Clubhouse. We actually chat to you regularly.
Yeah,
I mean, know all of them on a personal level. Exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And
to even inviting them down to, I think what we spoke about was inviting them down to see our projects and stuff.
Exactly.
And so that'll be really good.
Exactly, good as well, man. And yeah, man, I just think, yeah, man, in terms of just the strategist side, I think it's been good. I think the last two years, it's been like 2.5 years now we started now. You know, first it was just kind of just document our journey. I think we kind of was just trying to share what we were doing, knowing it's going to benefit other people. Over the years, we've done some more stuff, bigger stuff. And I feel like now, I think it's the last few months we've realized actually we have something here where we can actually, you know, really, really kick off and start like a, you know, six figure business plus. I'm going to put it out there, you know, £1 million business, in fact, because, you know, the idea and the sponsors that have been in touch and everything like that, we're realizing that now this isn't just a small business that we thought initially. This is something that can be huge. So I think, yeah, man, we're working with Eman Effect. He's coming on board to take us to the next level.
Yep.
We've got seminars next year. We've got courses, interactive courses that you've never, ever seen before. I'm talking about jam-packed information. You know, you've got us explaining things, videos that are going into detail, showing you how these things actually play out in real life.
We've got the best rent-to-rent course coming out.
Listen,
I've seen them, and I'm telling you firsthand, this is the best one.
I paid for courses. as everyone knows on this podcast, I pay big money for courses. And I can tell you that our course will be a fraction of that and give 100 times more value than that as well.
You know what we do.
So
I mean, you're here now, knowing that we've, you know, bust you on a few things. So we're not going to stop with the course. You know what I mean? We're not just putting something out there, working on it, just so that you can say, this is rubbish.
We're just being a bit more strategic, I think, man. I think as we've got more mature and stuff with the business, you know, business stuff that we do, you know, we've understood the idea of, you know, not just putting everything out there at the same time, you know, but dropping it properly. With big marketing and stuff like that. So,
and sort of digestible
nuggets as well.
Nuggets that you can take like bit by bit rather than just be overwhelmed and think, nah, this ain't for
me. Exactly.
To know that it is for you and to give it to you in a way where like you're getting it bit by bit, but you're actually learning throughout the process.
Exactly. And I just want to put out there, man, guys, we're going to need your help, man. Like generally, like we want to take this thing, like I said, to becoming a six-figure business next year, 100% in 2022.
Amen.
And going on to be a £1 million business, I'm going to say by 2024/25. I'm just putting it out there. So when I'll show you the screenshots, you know, when it's time. Do you understand? I'm speaking with that much confidence right now.
Energy.
Come on.
Come on, man.
I'm ready, man. And I just think, man, like just share it with your friends. Share whatever you, if you benefit from us, then tell a friend. Like tell a friend. That's what I'm saying. Tell one friend about us, because, you know what I mean? Our whole thing is that, you know, we're doing stuff. You know, we're making investments, we're making progress in certain areas. In the new year, we're going to transition, as we spoke about in this podcast, not just talk about property, talk about all the other things we're getting involved in, invite people that are experts in those fields to come on. So whether that's podcasting, £1 million podcast businesses, we're going to bring them on. If there's someone that's doing stocks and is making big money, we're going to bring them on. You know, anything that we feel that's going to benefit you and benefit from us as well, like in terms of learning as well, we're going to bring them on. And we're going to take this thing to the next level
because
it's time, man.
And like what people need to see as well is that everything is sort of linked. Like property is linked with that, is linked with stocks, is linked with crypto. Everyone is sort of, like everyone who's talking about property is also talking about stocks, who's also talking about crypto. So it makes no sense. It basically takes more effort for us to not like talk about stocks, shares, crypto, and other sort of like money-making things. It's actually more of an effort to not actually mention it.
Exactly.
So rather than that, like we obviously talk about these things off air anyway, so we might as well just bring it on there and let you guys be part of that convo. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So yeah, man, we're taking off the restraints from, you know, the type of content that we're putting out. We're going out there. You might see us doing reaction videos. We might be doing carpools with $1 million business owners. You know, whatever we feel is going to be what we want to do and how you're going to benefit and how you guys can benefit from it. That's what we're going
to
do. So
about to drop a name, but I thought, nah.
Yeah. I've got some big guests cooking. So
you trying to get in?
Jay-Z. One day. But yeah, man, some huge guests Jay-Z planned. So
dinner.
Yeah, man.
Wait. Is it dinner with Jay-Z or half a meal?
Yeah, give me the million, half a million. Even 50 KSF.
Bro, I'm taking it. JD could go and do one.
Actually, I lied. I lied about 50 KSF. I can't lie. He might. Because you give me, remember, he gave me Rolexes at his brunch.
Brunch, I'll say that.
Yeah. No, wait. Oh, right. They're more than 50K.
So you think he might give you, if you haven't done
it? If I beg it enough,
give me 20K or dinner with JD.
You would have told me. You should have told me that you should have took the dinner, bro. I would have gave you it. That's chicken change. Imagine I would have said, "When you took to me, I'm gonna get that chicken change."
Come on,
that's mad, man. But yeah, so you man like, excited for 2022?
I am, man. Yeah. I genuinely am, and that's because just what other things we're talking about, like just planning, just being realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like I don't think we've all been so focused and so hungry at the same time in terms of the platform. So I think it's just going to be a different energy. And yeah, man, we've got brands that are talking to us about some serious stuff. So, and yeah, man.
What about
plans,
property wise? What's your plans? Not, obviously, you don't need to go into depth, but like, is there anything you want to like try this year? Do you know what? I've been looking into this. I'm like, going about crowdfunding. Is that something you're looking?
So I mean, just as obviously we talk about stocks and crypto, crowdfunding, REITs are both two areas that I'm going to be diving into 100%. So in terms of REITs as well, there's been one or two companies that I've seen that I'm very, very interested in. So I'll probably share them on the podcast at some point, just so that, not necessarily you should go and invest in them as well, because obviously I don't know what's going to happen, but in terms of like, I'll tell you my thesis behind going for them, and then you can make your own judgment. In terms of crowdfunding as well, obviously I'm trying to get into big developments, you know, over the next couple of years, and so I'm using crowdfunding as a platform to get involved in certain projects in a small capacity, earn a little share of it, that way I can kind of
learn from it as well.
Ask the investors questions, the developers, you know, how are you looking at this, how do you talk to that person, how did you get the team together, etc., so I can have my own developments in Jesus' name in the future, 100 plus apartments.
Come on.
And in terms of other deals, yeah, I'm just trying to get involved in development. So even in a small scale, if I can do one sort of commercial to resi development or any kind of development, you know what I mean? Even if it's a high level refurb, so maybe fixing up six, seven flats. And then from auction or whatever, then you know I'm happy with that. But I'm not really gonna be going down the route of just doing one house, and then doing a refurb and doing that. I still will. I mean, over the next years, I'm just saying in terms of this new year, I'm not looking at that as oh, I'm ready to go in January to go get one. I'm just like, nah, I want to look at REITs, crowdfunding. Might not invest in a project this year, but I'll be learning extensively about how to do one, and then hopefully, like I said, try and do a high level refurb or my own development, maybe. Office into like seven flats or whatever, and even if I just do one of those, like, even if I don't even finish in 2022, I don't even mind. As long as I get started on one, I'd love to do that. That would be a dream. So yeah, no, yeah, man. What are you guys next year? Have you spoken about?
Yeah, I think for me that
you got a project, but you don't want to. I mean, that's a bit low key. That one, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean that one.
That one is low key, but it's coming. You letting them know? They'll see it.
Yeah. They'll see it. I mean, they'll 100% see it. But definitely, apart from that, it's like. That sort of development, that's definitely where I want to go this year. Like, just learning things that I've always said, okay, you've been saying that you want to learn about that. You've been saying you want to take this course. You've been saying you want to do that. Let me actually do it now. And let me actually dedicate myself to actually learning, like, a new skill, basically. Let me do that and actually set targets to actually do that. You know, whether it's weekly targets. Yeah, I think weekly targets now. Rather than target throughout the month, anything can happen through the month where you might need to do changes. And I think that's this year, because there was so much happening, I didn't really have time to just sit down after every month and say, okay, I could have changed this, or at this point I should have seen. So now it's maybe like a weekly thing. Let me actually look at, all right, how did this week go? Am I still on target to learn this thing, this new skill? So yeah, definitely.
You have like week by week targets.
Week by week targets for, and to definitely learn some new skills.
Yeah. And what about you? Is there anything you want to learn? Or
what, next year?
Yeah. Like skill set wise. So obviously I know we're going to do a project, a big development project. It's coming huge. But what skills do you need to learn to get to that place where you're going to be able to do that effectively?
I think I don't know if there's anything specific, man. But I think it's just everything, whatever I need to learn to do X, Y, Z, I'm just gonna have to just throw myself into it. Obviously I mentioned as well earlier that I'm looking to like just make sure I diversify a little bit. So obviously I'm gonna be looking at all the other like business ventures, and but my bread and butter just commercial to resi stuff.
That's it.
Focus next year. Probably some just normal single lets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
still open to doing that and stuff. But
single lets are just nice and easy, innit?
They are, but right now, obviously, property prices are stupid, so
it's very annoying.
That's why I'm more inclined to go to just do that commercial stuff because everyone's just overpaying, and then I'll just keep an eye on the market and see.
Would you consider coming closer to London as well now, or are you still looking at West Midlands at the moment?
It's a good shout. The main, obviously, still West Midlands. However, I am looking into London now because I know long term, like, I'm going to move back to London long term. So I might as well start looking at stuff closer to home. So, again, keeping my eye on Kent because I guess things are quite cheapish out there. So, looking at some
Essex as well, no?
Yeah, looking at some projects out in Kent. Yeah, man, a lot of it's going to be a good year. You know, speaking it into existence.
Come on,
that's it, man.
It's going to be a good year. Man. I'm just more open this year.
Yeah. More, I think that's probably the premise of it all, man, for everyone. It's just being more open, being more strategic, a lot more planning. So, yeah, man, just looking at every, and even with property, just looking at every area of the property as well, like in terms of architecture. Like, take a lesson, go take a class on that. Like, you know, construction, you know, it's not all the time completely related in terms of what you're going to do, but it's good to understand these things. So every aspect of the property journey in terms of finishing a project, like getting involved in it in some way to kind of learn and have a different outlook on it.
I think that's such an important point you're making, because there are going to be a lot of people listening to this thinking, okay, I hear you, but like obviously my man still needs to save up, but I can't emphasize how important it is for you while you're waiting to just continue learning. Like, even learn high level stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you might think to yourself, I'm not going to do a commercial to ready for another 5 years, but just learn. Because what I would say is, money, the knowledge you have and the place you position yourself in will attract money. So you can get a day whereby you link up with someone tomorrow and someone say, yeah, okay, 100K, yeah, I can invest in you for 100K. But You lack the knowledge and you're now frazzled. Like, damn, like, I don't know where to. I don't think I'm ready for
that.
This
point is so key, you know, because it doesn't sound real, but it doesn't. Yeah, it happens all the time. Real, you're right. It happens, man.
It's so important. Like, this year, even if your one goal this year is just like, I want to learn. Like, I just want to learn about everything I need to know about property, or I want to learn about everything I need to know about commercial to resi development. Like, I want to learn everything I need to know about BRRR. Do you know what I mean? If that's your one goal this year, I swear down, at the end of the year, you're going to be surprised.
And obviously, just to make it a bit more practical, like, all you have to do is just follow people. Just follow them. Like, literally go on YouTube, follow us. You know what I mean? Like, follow what these people are doing. Like, you don't have to know everything about it now, but I guarantee you, this time next year, follow the right people, you will learn a lot.
100%, man. 150%. And just another thing I would say in there, like, to bring it all home as well, is just focus on your thing. Like, focus on, like, don't get confused or distracted by everyone else. You're seeing someone do a development at 21, you're like, damn, why is not me? Do you know what I say? Look at your income, you know, see what you're making each month, put aside what you need to put aside, invest what you can afford to invest, and build a strategy for the next 5 years that makes sense for your situation. Because there's so many times where I'm doing property sourcing and speaking to investors and stuff, and they say, I want to go for this kind of property though, and I'm like,
why?
Okay, it's because of this reason. And then you start to dive deeper, and then you start to get to the root of what is and what they want to achieve. And then you say, okay, let's build a plan for that then. So then 3 years' time, you get there. And then all of a sudden, it brings it all home to them. And then you put them back-sized steps for them to do each month or whatever. And it becomes way more realistic and you're way more motivated to make it happen, as opposed to, you know what I mean, I'm going to try to get 5 yards this year. But everything you got going might only mean you get one. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But then the year after that, you might get two. Do you know what I mean? So just...
Yeah. And you obviously, just the idea of things compounding.
That's it.
1 year, it could start with one.
That's it.
But then because you've got that one, the second year you could get two.
That's it.
And then the third year you can get four.
Yep.
Like, it's just like a compounding thing. So don't think just because this year I was only able to get one or even zero or two, and then I had a target of double that. Like, just focus. Okay, just think, all right, next year, because I'm able to do this, that's freed up X amount of money. Now I'm able to do double next year.
Exactly.
So things like that. But question, so what's in store? Like, what have we got planned? What has Property Strat got planned in 2022?
We've got seminars.
So we've got seminars. So we're trying to do some seminars.
Yeah, I think we've got... the course is coming up, potentially a book. We'll see how we feel in terms of how things play out. But I think the biggest thing for us, I think, is just going to be the courses, man. I'll be honest. I think the courses, are going to knock home everything that we've been trying to do in a course, in a sense, yeah. Because it's going to be like, you know, this is what we're going to learn, this is what we're going to teach you, but we're not going to hold back and, you know, try and condense it into 1 hour. We're going to give it to you in however many hours and how many slides and in videos that we need to give in order to get that message across and to give you something you can refer to that's going to practically help you get to where you want to get to with what strategy you're looking at.
And like why I think it's helpful as well is because we always get like new listeners and like they always want to go back to the older stuff. Mm. But when they go back to the older stuff, that older stuff might not be as relevant to now.
Exactly.
So obviously this lets us basically like capture time almost and put it in a course where you have it, like we can now separate content that we've done in one course, you know, give it to you as like, so that you can basically take it all in and then have that course ready. And then there's another course ready for you where you haven't got to go through 10 episodes to maybe get a bit from that episode, a bit from the first episode, you know, more from the new episode that might come out. You've got it all as a course and now you can be, you know, good to go. So we basically want to, you know, just have something like a nice system. Like with this course, it's going to basically bring about a nice system for you guys to just, you know, get that info, get that knowledge.
Yeah. And I think what the seminars will do is before, I think we're thinking about doing some big events and like, you know, booking out big halls, which I still think we should do and I still want to do. But I think we're just, right now it's just about being practical, man, like just practically helping people. So I think the seminars might be small groups. It might be only like 25 people in there.
Yeah.
But we'll be there to teach you extensively about whatever strategy that we're going through on the day. And the idea will be that, you know, after that we'll create a WhatsApp group or a Telegram group so you guys can ask questions in there. So it's practical, right? Like each year, if we can practically help like 10, 20, 30 people, it's better than just, you know, 500,000 people listening to us but not really benefiting.
Exactly.
So
like you actually want, and you know, there are people that actually want to go that step further. Mm. You know what I mean? That actually want to say, hey, listen, I just need you to hold my hand during this process, like you've already mentioned. So for them, this is perfect because we are now able to do just that. And if we can go through the year and say, all right, like you said, we've helped 20 odd people get their first property or, you know, gain their knowledge that they need to start their own journey, then it's been worthwhile.
Yeah, man. Someone actually called me yesterday. Shouts to, I don't want to put his name on blast, but shouts, because Ola's a big name anyway, but shouts to Ola. He called me, literally said, yo, bro, I don't even remember me. I spoke to you 6 months ago about situation I had with getting a property. I've been able to rectify all those things that we spoke about. And then just to let you know, like I've completed a property now, like in Liverpool, 2-bed. And
isn't I was just that
like,
nice to hear?
Yeah, that was just like, wow. Like he took that, you know, went to do what he needed to do with a broker, came back strong, saw the property, and then got it. And it's just like, rah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that might have taken 6 months, but that 6 months, that property is going to end up being with him probably the rest of his life.
For real.
End up serving his kids in some sort of way, his family, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's just, that's what we do it for, not just the... Not just the views on, YouTube, Spotify, was it?
But yeah, man. But yeah, all right.
Closing off, man. Before we leave, what's like one word like you'd like to kind of give to the people for the 2022? I'll start in it. Yeah. I think one thing everyone needs to kind of do in 2022 is be bold. Feel me? And the reason I say that is a lot of things we've done so far, a lot of reason we've achieved whatever we've achieved so far is because you're willing to take risks. Do you know what I mean? You're willing to do things, random things, and kind of be bold about things. So getting into 2022, when you do doubt yourself, you just got to be bold, you know what I mean? And just go for it and then kind of figure out what happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Axe, Kenny?
I would say it would have been kind of like yours, just basically put yourself out there, but it's kind of the same thing. So I'll say something else. Maybe sacrifice. Just a bit of sacrifice. You haven't got to sacrifice the whole world to do what you want to do, but there needs to be some element of sacrificing something in order to achieve what you want to get. So just be prepared to do that next year and you'll be surprised. But even to go further, consistency. Because a lot of the time we start something and as life happens, we just, you know, kind of fall off. But there's nothing that I've been involved in that I've been consistent with that hasn't prospered. Do you know what I mean? Like, and if I look back on the years, like, I guarantee you now, if you told yourself, I want to learn piano and you started today, by this time next year, you will be way better than you think. And it's as simple as that. And that's just because of consistency. So whatever you want to do, be consistent with it. If you're telling yourself, I want to learn this new skill, then basically learn it and be consistent with it. Put in the same effort that you put in on day one to day 100. That's and it. I guarantee you, there will be some serious results.
That's good, man.
So obviously, now that I know that, which I already knew, but just the reminder, now that I know that, it's like, okay, things are going to be different.
That's it. And I've seen it in you, so that's a big shout. And for me, I just say, don't let FOMO kill you, innit? That's how I say, man. Don't let FOMO kill you, innit?
Fear of missing out.
Yeah, don't let fear of missing out kill you, man. I feel like, you know what I mean, in everything, a bit like what you're saying with sacrifice, but you got to find that balance, man. Like, you got to find that balance in terms of, you can't go to every motive, you can't go buy every clothes and buy everything you want to do. You know, don't get me wrong, you have to still do those things as well. Like, you still have to enjoy, you still have to have fun. You know, life's not just about working and stuff. But don't get to a place where it's stopping what you're trying to do or it's affecting what you're trying to do in terms of what you're trying to achieve in 2022. You know what I mean? Like, just know that sometimes you're going to have to say no. You know, no to your friends, no to your family, no to certain situations that are going to pull you to do something that you're not really comfortable doing. Do you know what I'm saying? That's okay. I feel like you need to be able to distinguish what's good for you and what sometimes when you can enjoy it, but you can't just go to everything, do everything at the same time. I mean, there has to be a level of sacrifice, like you said, that goes into achieving your wider goal. So, you know what I mean, like, how I look at it is that, you know you don't have to go to every, let's say, every party, but then when you do go party, make sure you really party that party. You know what I'm saying? Really party that party, like, really have fun and do, buy the bottles, do whatever you want to do in it. But but that doesn't mean, but just don't go every week, innit? Don't have to go every week. So
one more thing, sorry. Just as you were talking.
Extra gem.
Enjoy what you do. Because if you don't, like, if you see this as a chore, I guarantee you, it's only a matter of time before you start to slack.
Yeah.
Like, I can remember being, I can remember being in sixth form. Yeah. So, like, my first week, because I didn't get a certain grade in maths, I think they put me, I was one mark off an A. And I think to do maths, you had to get an A.
Yeah.
So I had to meet with, like, the head of year because they tried to put me in some next class.
Yeah.
I think history.
Yeah.
So I basically said, listen, you can put me in history now, but I don't like history, so I'm not going to try. But if you put me in maths, I like maths, so I'm going to try. So I'm bound to learn more. And he was like, okay, do you know what? Fair enough. Put me in maths. And obviously that was, you know, the right choice. So I'm saying that to, like, if there's something, if you're doing this property thing or whatever you're doing and you don't enjoy it, like, you're just doing it as a means to make money, but you don't actually like it, it's only a matter of time start to slack.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy it, when you're making them small sacrifices, you're not going to that motive, but you're seeing the results of not going, you'll be happy. Like, I see guys that are at work now and they're taking all of the extra shifts. And I'm like, you're at work every day. Do you know what I'm saying? You're at work every day. But obviously, they show me pictures of their kids, you know what I mean? And they're so happy because they're happy to make that sacrifice if it means that they can get, like, that present for their kids. Do you know what I'm saying? So I kind of use that gem in like life. Like, if there's something that you don't enjoy, it's only a matter of time before it makes you miserable and then, you know, you don't want to do it. But if you're making them sacrifices for something that you actually like, it won't even feel like that. It won't even feel like you're making that sort of sacrifice. It's going to be like investment to you. You know what I'm saying? So just enjoy what you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, love that. We've given you the how to approach 2022 guides.
I like that.
That's the name of the podcast.
How to approach 2022.
Oh, the guide.
Who think you are?
I like it. Hey, by the way, it's usually him that comes up the names, and it's you two, innit?
Nah, it's always me. What do you mean?
Don't do that.
No.
But anyway, let's just end it there. We go sour.
If you've ever liked the podcast names, just say thank you, Jenny.
Guys. All right, guys. Take care, man. Stay blessed. Have a great 2022.
Come on.
Have a great Christmas. Happy New Year. Take care. Peace.
Let's win.
Peace.